Hey, everyone out there. It's Tuesday again. My name is Joe.
And I'm Carolyn.
And you're, in fact, listening to the one and only Carolyn and Joe Show. Carolyn and Freaking Joe Show, actually.
Are you adding that name to your title, Freaking Joe?
I think I should definitely just have that as my official name as we go by. You know, like, I need to have something. I can't just have Just Joe, right?
No. I think that Just Joe was so 2 years ago.
It was so
but
2 years ago?
What the hell is that? I don't know. I can't say that I love Freaking Joe. But we are joined here today with this very special guest. We are joined here today with Nadia.
Hey, Nadia.
Hi, guys.
How you doing today, Nadia?
I'm doing okay. I'm excited.
You're excited? Because, you know, like a long time ago, or a couple days ago, I was hearing that you were scared.
I was nervous. I didn't know what to do. I was like, sure, I'll go on the show, but don't expect the A-plus material, you know, like,
so basically, what you're basically saying is that it's, we're going to get, like, the C-plus material. We're going to get, like, the...
C-plus.
We're going to get, like, the half pay. If we were to pay you fully, you'd give us the whole entire game.
Basically. I just woke up from a nap, you guys, so...
Oh, really?
I
love naps.
You're getting the post-nap Nadia here.
That's awesome.
Is that something that you do a lot? Do you take a lot of naps?
No, actually, I was just napping because I stayed out way too late last night at my high school reunion.
Oh, wow. Was last night the night?
Was it the official high school reunion or just something that people threw together because it's like Thanksgiving weekend?
No, it was the official 10 years.
Wow.
Yeah, it was intense.
So where'd you go?
It was,
tell us all about it.
Oh, my God.
What I want to hear about was, did you have any sort of like... like game plan going into your high school reunion? Was it something that I was like, all right, I'm gonna go in there and I'm gonna, you know, show this girl up, or I'm gonna get revenge on this dude, or something like that? Do you have any stories from high school?
You're like, I invented post-it notes.
Yeah. No.
What?
Yeah, post-it's like Romy.
Yeah.
I love that movie. No, I didn't go in there with much of an agenda. I was like this close to not even going at all. I almost didn't go at all. I too was nervous about this, just like I was nervous about coming on the show.
Was it equivalent? It was equivalent to that.
I like how you're breaking down these barriers, though, because it's like you went to your reunion and you're on the show, man.
It's true.
These are achievements. I consider them achievements for this weekend.
Now, absolutely. This is the real question, because this was one of the main reasons why I did not go to my high school reunion. Was your high school reunion in your old high school?
Oh, hell no. Oh. No, that would have been, like, even more of, like, a mind F.
That's what
Joe
wanted.
I can't even.
That was, like, the final straw. I was like, that's not, what? We're not doing this in the high school? I'm not going.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I mean, it should have been, like, in the gym or something, right?
Yeah, like with the balloon. Like, it should have looked like homecoming. That's what I wanted. I wanted to look like homecoming. I've never been to homecoming, so I was like, oh, man. But, no, it was, where did yours take place in?
It was actually in Clarendon, in like one of these kind of yuppie bars. They like rented out the basement of one of these bars, and I mean, it was okay. It was just basically kind of like a really crowded, loud party.
What,
and
were there more than 26 people?
It was a good crowd. It was like more than 100 people.
Oh, wow.
That's a real reunion.
That's a real reunion.
There was like a line heading out the door and stuff. Like I got in the
line.
Wait,
a line heading out the door?
Yeah, like, no, I mean, like,
oh,
upon
to get in.
Entering,
oh, okay,
there
I was
like
say.
A line out the door.
Like Night at the Roxbury?
Yeah, kind of. I mean, it wasn't that exclusive, you know. You didn't even have to prove that you went to the high school. Like, only that you had $25.
See, that's so much better. It's $25. See, our high school reunion was a few months ago. Uh-huh. I only heard about it from, like, hearsay and Facebook, but... apparently, like, how much was it? It was, like, almost $90 per person.
I thought it was, like, 85
each. Yeah, 85 each.
Each.
What do you get for that?
Nothing.
And then it was, like, at...
Memories redone.
I forget where it was at, but it was at some, like, expensive-ish, like, DC restaurant.
Oh, okay.
And from what I heard, they didn't get any food, but there was, like, a limited open bar and small appetizers. But it wasn't, like, a meal food, you know? But it's like, which is fine, but I wouldn't mind paying $25 for that. But hell if I'm going to pay $85 for that.
Yeah, there'd be no way.
And only, from what I heard, like, only, like, whatever, 25 or 26 people came. So, like, I mean, that's like one classroom full of people. It's nothing.
Yeah, and you went to, like, Braddock, right?
Yeah.
Like, that's a huge school.
It wasn't like, there was, like, it wasn't like
enormous.
a, like, you know, whatever, Arkansas or something.
Wait, what? Arkansas?
I don't know. Doesn't Arkansas have like 25 people in a class? Like a graduating class or something? I don't know.
What is so Arkansas's like?
Well, like
I've never been to Arkansas, so I don't really know.
Well, I haven't been either, so maybe I shouldn't be assuming things.
But that's quite amazing that over 100.
Yeah, over 100 people.
Yeah, there is only 400 people in the class too. So
25%.
Yeah, it was. I mean, I don't know what to say about that. I guess people.
Did you dance with anyone?
To see each other. No, there was no dancing.
What?
However, there was like a really sleazy after party at like an even frattier bar. They like managed to find an even frattier bar to get down in. Some dreadful place.
I like
place
that
called,
to get
like,
down in.
Yeah, it's Spider Kelly's. Have you guys heard of this?
No.
Place?
I don't really get outside.
Do not go
we never place. Really leave the basement.
Do not go to this place. It is dreadful.
So in comparison, it just get like is that what happened? Like you guys had until like what 8 o'clock? To 11, and then like people announce like, all right, we're going to what Spider Kelly's.
Yes.
And they have did everyone go there? Did you go? Did you go there?
I did go there. That's where the party was migrating. And it was basically a drunken consensus, and then a slow like molasses like move to like two blocks away to Spider Kelly's.
So. Let me ask you this. What was your, did you have like sort of a dream like high school reunion? Like, were you like, this is going to be exactly like this? Like I had one. I think everyone else knew what mine was, but what was yours? Like,
I don't know. I mean, honestly, like my only goal in mind was to go to like not be super totally awkward, to like actually like chit chat and whatever, like look like I'm having a good time.
And look like you're having a good time.
Yeah, at least just appearance.
Did they have
like
photos?
Not a total loser.
I know, like in the movie Zach and Miri Make a Porno on their high school reunion, they had photos of each other, like on like big giant photos. Was there photos of anyone?
Yeah, they actually there were like student or whatever alumni submitted photos like on a big screen TV. So there was like flashing the whole time, and every now and then when people ran out of things to say, they'd just like stare at this TV.
Memories.
Yeah, and it was just like really awkward photos of people like at baseball games and stuff. It's just like, really? It's like, you know, I could just be your Facebook friend or something.
Now, from what I hear, you went to I like to describe it as the genius school.
Oh yeah, it's true.
But that makes me wonder, like, so did that affect the reunion? Was so, like, I don't know about you, but like when I go to reunion. Or not when I go, like I go,
all the time
or something like that. But
when I go to reunion,
one of the things,
every day.
One of the situations I always sort of get not annoyed with, but I'm always like, this is gonna happen. Someone's gonna come up to me, and oh, so what have you been up to? Like stuff like that.
Oh yeah.
But also, one thing I didn't mention before, but I was sort of wanting to know if anyone had the same job that I did.
Oh.
Was there anyone out there that's like, yeah, I do that too? And then there becomes this battle. You know?
Right. Well, okay.
You don't have to say the name, but you can say
Yeah, I see your point. And because I went to such an illustrious school of overachievers.
Like someone's like, well you do this? Well, I went to the moon.
Like one-upmanship in like pretend jobs or something. Yeah. No, in fact, nobody has my job. Nobody.
That's awesome.
I could really claim I was the only graphic designer there. Because no one even knows what it is there. Everyone like
Did you have to explain what you do?
Yeah, I did, actually. There was only really one person that was interested.
Really?
Everyone was like, yeah, whatever, graphic design, who cares?
What was, like, the majority jobs that, do you know, like, everyone is, like, doing, like, oh, I'm doing marine biology now, or something, like, I'm saving whales.
There was a lot of lawyers, there was a lot of people who do, like, computer science and, like, IT type stuff, and then...
Would it surprise them that, like, my brother, like, did not go to college and does the same exact job?
Yeah, all you gotta do is just like go to Barnes and Nobles and buy like every single computer book and read it.
Yeah, or go to like
IT
the
guy.
Yeah, or you can go on the message boards online.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah.
I mean, I'm not saying that that's probably that's the way to do it, but I'm always wondering about that. So a lot of like computer jobs.
Yeah, a lot of nerds. It was a nerd school. It was a nerd school. A lot of nerd disciplines.
What is a nerd discipline?
You know, I wouldn't think that IT and your.
I wouldn't think that lawyers is a nerd discipline though.
But it's a smarts. You gotta have the smarts.
Is it though? To be a lawyer, do you have to be smart?
I would say so. You have to pass your bar exam though.
Do you guys know lawyers?
At least
my boyfriend's a lawyer.
Now, like,
my boyfriend's lawyer.
When you know, did he go to like a smart, like a brain school?
For law school.
Or just before that, high school?
Oh, no, not necessarily. I mean, he didn't really do well in school until
That's what I'm saying,
school.
Man.
Until law school.
That's what I'm saying, dude.
And law school, by the way, always involves, like, heavy drinking. Like, everyone's, like, a total alky. It's, like, binge drinking, like, all the time.
Well, that's how you become, like, you have to, you know, get
that's
into the mindset.
That's how you argue your way.
Yeah.
Yeah, basically.
I think I might be, like, a pretty awesome lawyer if I were to try it. I just didn't want to go to the schooling because that's sort of vicious though, isn't it? What type of schooling? So did you ever ask your boyfriend, like, when you're in like law school, like what type of stuff do you have to do? Did you ever ask that? Like, do they just study?
What I saw is like gigantic books that were 5 inches thick.
Of what? What is in there?
It's very boring stuff. I looked in there one time. I was just like, well, first of all, it's like in a different language. You have to like learn this like legalese.
Stuff you never see on TV though, right? They don't speak the same exact.
Or they speak it very fast. Yeah. They're like, this ad was brought to you by blah 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 blah. Don't ever sue us again. Blah 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 blah.
Yeah, it's like the fast talking lawyers, the fast talking lawyer. The what do they call it? A disclaimer.
Yes, the disclaimer.
Disclaimer. Yeah,
because they try to actually make you not listen to it.
Yeah, there's speed talking classes. That's like a requirement of law school.
Oh, wow.
Oh, really?
No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, man, that would be awesome. No. Like, everyone
I
can't
I would have
wait.
Totally believed that, too, if I was. I was like, wow.
That would be great. Like, that's like the final class that you have to pass before you, like, graduate. Like, all right, now you got to speak this, you know, 10,000 word, like, paragraph in under 10 seconds.
Go.
You fail.
The one thing I remember... Which I'm Nadia. I don't know if you might remember this, but in eighth grade, we had to learn. we had to learn like the action verbs or something like that. But I still remember all of them.
Wait, what are action verbs? Apparently, I didn't.
Wait, I haven't recited this in like years. So like, is be am or was or been, have is had, do does did, may might can could shall should would must.
Wow. What is that? What does that mean?
Are those action verbs?
Oh, I get. I mean,
I don't know what they are, but they're action something. And I remember we had to learn that, and I remember them. And then I don't know if it really does anything for me, but I remember we had to learn them as fast as we could in that order.
That's so
Man.
Funny.
Yeah, that was eighth grade English.
Oh, we got to remind the people at home that Wednesday that I'm going to be giving a talk at the GV
tomorrow.
Expo. Yeah, tomorrow.
December 1st. Joe is going to be at the, what is it called?
DC Final Cut Pro User Group live at the GV Expo. I'll be giving a 15-minute talk, and I might go longer because that's what I do. And
that's how you roll.
And there you go. You can find information more about it. But yeah, we want to know more about Nadia.
It's whatever.
It's like interjected your Final Cut Pro users group.
Yeah,
when you use Avids, you're totally discontinued from that.
Because that's you know, we gotta throw in some promotion when we can. You know what I mean?
Sure.
I have something to promote.
Plugs. Yeah.
December 19th at the Black Hat, there's an event called Rockin' Shop, and you should be there.
Am I gonna be there?
Yes.
Yes.
8 p.m. at the main stage. We're going to be there.
Where is
this? We're going to be selling stuff.
Is it the Black Hat?
At the Black Hat in D.C.
That's a great place. That's partially owned by Dave Grohl, isn't it?
I don't know. It might be.
I would like to think that we're being sponsored by Dave Grohl then.
We are sponsored by Dave Grohl.
Sure.
Today's show is sponsored by Dave Grohl.
Are you a fan of Dave Grohl, Nadia?
Yeah, I really liked him in the Tenacious D movie. He was the awesome devil. You know, he was. Did you guys see that movie?
Yeah, I saw it.
I haven't seen it.
It's hilarious. And
the pick of destiny.
Funny. Yeah, the pick of destiny. Genius movie. He's very funny.
Are you a Jack Black fan as well?
I love Jack Black. Yeah, sure. Yeah, I love Tenacious D. I love that guy. He's great.
So that's one thing. Like, I haven't really gotten much into Tenacious D. Tell me something. Like, why should I get into Tenacious D? Like, is there a reason?
Well, if you like,
like, is this a serious act, or is this like? Is he like, you know, like...
Well, it's a serious, jokey act, you know?
Like Andrew W.K.?
Well, no, because Andrew WK is more kind of like, he kind of like lives his persona, you know?
He likes to party hard.
Yeah, he parties real hard, and he takes partying as like a really serious philosophy.
How can someone do that?
He just like lives on that party edge.
Yeah.
But that's not what Jack Black does. That's not what Tenacious D does.
No, they're more kind of like, they're Jack Black and the other guy, what is his name? Kyle Gass.
The ball guy.
Yeah.
But that's exactly Homer. What they are to me. It's like Jack Black and what is that other guy?
I always thought he always reminded me of Homer Simpson.
He's so funny and like, I don't know, just weird looking and awesome. He's amazing. I mean, the thing about them is that they are like, they're like a joke band. But they like fully kind of like enter a different sort of like reality with Tenacious D. Whereas like Andrew WK is like Andrew WK all day and while he's on stage. You know what I mean?
He never breaks character.
No, he never breaks character. Whereas, you know, Jack Black, we all know, is a big movie star.
Is he though?
Is he a big movie star? A formerly big movie star. But he could be in any movie.
What was the last big thing that Jack Black was in? Oh wait, he was in Tropic Thunder.
Yeah, yeah, that was a pretty good movie.
All right, he's a big movie star.
Yeah, he's a big movie star.
I'll give him that. He's a big movie star.
He was in Year One, but I never saw Year One with Michael Cera.
I heard that was a terrible movie. I heard Year One was like a disappointment and a half.
I don't think I ever want to watch it.
Don't.
did you watch it?
I never have. But I've heard people talk about it, and it's very discouraging.
Are you a big Michael Cera fan?
I have always had a huge crush on Michael Cera.
Since when?
Man, you need to watch some Scott Pilgrim.
Wait, when was the moment that you were like, I love this man. I need to marry this. Need to marry this big bird looking gentleman.
Big bird looking. He is a bit, you know, now that you say so. Slightly. Well, I think it might have been.
Sorry, I didn't mean to touch your foot there.
What
would Michael Cera say in that
moment? Arrested development. No, I think he would be like a slightly more awkward than me.
And you're like, how would that conversation
like
go?
Like a little girl.
Because I remember reading while they were filming what's that movie? Nick and Nora's Infinite Playlist, because they shot that like near Brooklyn, or in that area, or they were staying in that area basically, and a couple of my friends. They didn't even meet him, but they were telling me a story about a couple people who ran into him like on the street, and you know, they were more like impressed with like, oh my god, you're Michael Cera, and he's like, yeah dude, but they forgot that, and you know,
it's like yeah dude, it's me,
yeah, he's like, oh yeah, that's cool, and but you know how like Kat Dennings is like the co-star of that movie, right? And they like completely forgot that she's like right next to her, not right next to Mike. So he was like, oh, and this is Kat. And then like people were like, oh crap, man. It was cool. I thought it was very interesting. But I've seen a lot of like what's it called? Not TMZ, but just sort of like paparazzi when they follow like people outside of the movie premiere. And man, Michael Cera runs fast, dude, or walks fast.
Yeah, he like runs from paparazzi. I didn't know this about him. Well, you know,
how do you think it would be for you when you meet him?
Michael Cera is one person who I can honestly say I'm like charmed by like everything he does. Like, I don't know, I guess that's just like me. It's like either I just really like someone or I don't like particularly care at all. So, like, anything he does, I find, like, to be pretty perfect and amazing.
I did like the way that he rocked out in Scott Pilgrim. You haven't seen that yet, right?
No.
Oh, my God. No. He's, like, in kick-ass form in that movie. I think that'll be the last movie you see from him for a long time, though.
So what is his, like, standing? Because I know we've talked before about how he's, you know, he's talked about going out of the showbiz.
Well, so, taking a break.
Oh, is that right?
Well, I don't know. I don't really want to quote him because I don't want to like, you know, give away his career information or anything. But like, he has given interviews saying that, I guess he's not that big on like being a superstar. You know, he doesn't want to have like, if he's running away from paparazzi, that's like the opposite of like a lot of Hollywood people. But so he doesn't want that intrusion.
I found that like the coolest part of like whenever I watched Michael Cera like from the paparazzi perspective, as he completely just tries to just ignore them whatsoever. You know, like they're like, hey Mike, what you doing? And he's just like, him and his entourage of cool people just pointing and just like ignoring him. You know, you never think of him as like sort of like that the badass standard, but like at that moment he's pretty badass just ignoring and like hanging out with like, you know, like all the all these other cool co-stars and stuff like that.
Yeah, yeah, it's like he's too cool for Hollywood or something.
But yeah, I did hear that, you know, I read like in the one of the newest interview magazines, it was like him being interviewed by Jason Schwartzman. And he was saying like, oh, so Jason Schwartzman, I'm going to try to impersonate Jason Schwartzman. But
okay,
he was like, hey, so Michael, what are you going to do after this, man? And I cannot do a Michael Cera, but I know that Michael Cera said like he's going to take a break because, like, you know, if you think about it, since like Arrested Development, he hasn't stopped.
He's only 22, by the way.
Yeah, and a millionaire.
I just learned about this like yesterday.
Is that too young?
Do you feel like you're rubbing the cradle?
No, you're. Yeah,
I feel a little. It makes me feel a little dirty, frankly, to have watched him in Arrested Development and been like, "Who's that? Who's that boy? Like, who's that little boy?" Like, it's a little creepy. Admittedly.
So.
Joe, you did bring up another love of Nadia, Jason Schwartzman.
Are you a fan of Jason Schwartzman?
I like all the stupid indie boys.
No, that's not true. You want to know a secret?
Mm-hmm.
You want to know a secret? And I think I've talked about this many times on the radio show, but this might be the first secret that you've ever heard from me.
Okay.
Is that, did you know I am the sole reason that Jason Schwartzman is acting today? Focused on acting. The main reason.
Joe's convinced about this.
I turned his life around.
Well, I know you guys were big fans of his band. What is his band?
Phantom
called?
Planet. We saw Phantom Planet several times.
Four times.
In 1 year.
Yeah.
Four times in 1 year. And Joe made all the difference in Jason Schwartzman's
career. I did.
You broke up the band. And you broke up the band. Thanks a lot.
I broke up the band and I changed Jason Schwartzman's life. Because, like, when we saw him...
How did this happen?
And because you went to VCU as well, right?
Yeah. I also went to VCU.
Now, did you know that... When were you into Jason Schwartzman?
I don't know. Like, when...
Is this a recent occurrence?
No, I mean, maybe a good 5 years.
5 years?
Or more.
Because did you know that he was... uh-huh. He's been... He
Since
was in
forever.
Plan. He was in Plan 9.
Since I first laid like, eyes on
him. Probably, like, in 2004.
He was in Plan 9.
He was in Plan 9.
Oh, yeah. I kind of heard about that went down.
Oh, you should have been there. It was amazing. But, like, basically, so, yeah, you get to meet the band afterwards, and I was having everyone, like, sign my dollar. And, you know, he was all about signing the...
That could sound weird.
I didn't have a ticket. What are they going to sign? I already bought the album.
You're talking about a literal dollar, but I don't know. I was getting a little bit dirty, but...
What?
You're saying that you have everybody sign your dollar.
What does that mean?
I don't know. You can read into it all you want. Anyway, you had a literal $1 bill.
Yeah, I had a paper product.
Just to clarify.
I had the, you know, government official dollar bill. But basically, yeah, so you can meet him after they did like an acoustic set. And Jason Schwartzman did not play the drums, but he played a water jug.
Oh, wow.
It was pretty impressive. And he rocked out hard. But also, like, so yeah, we're in line. I got the guitarist and I got the bassist, and Jason Schwartzman is right in the center, right? Got him to sign my dollar. And, you know, then I went up to him and I go like, hey, dude, I just want to say that your acting is awesome. Like, I absolutely loved you in Rushmore. I think you should do more acting. and after that, and then the next news that we heard is that Jason Schwartzman is leaving Phantom Planet to pursue acting. Yeah,
that's amazing. I mean, you know, I would say that it's no small coincidence at all, you know.
But do you want to know?
I'm sure it's like he heard it a lot.
But you want to know the real joke?
The real joke is this.
Is I never even saw Rushmore before that.
Oh, that's funny.
I haven't seen any of his movies before. I haven't seen one Wes Anderson film. Because they kept on announcing him. It's like, and the guy from Rushmore, Jason Schwartzman. So I was like, ooh, I'm going to get on his good side.
And now look what you've done.
Now look at him, getting his ass whooped by Michael Cera.
You broke up the band.
Yeah, maybe you should tell him to like go back to music. Maybe his time is up.
But he is doing music, though. He's still doing music.
He does Coconut Records.
Oh,
have you heard Coconut Records?
No. Coconut. No, I need to.
Ooh, Coconut Records.
Coconut Records. Is that a band?
I think it's just him, but he calls it Coconut Records, and he plays all the instruments and stuff.
Yeah, sort of like how my band is, or my solo band is like The Bandit. And Carolyn has Strawberry Jam, our solo musical work.
Yeah, and now Curls just started a band.
Yeah.
Called Plymouth Rock. They rock out.
I like that.
So when you were at your reunion, did you have sort of a line, just a line that you'd tell people just to get the conversation started? Like, hey, did you watch Scott Pilgrim? And they're like, I don't watch movies. I'm a genius.
Well, you have to understand that I'm like super awkward. I'm like the most awkward girl in the world.
Yeah, but if you think about it now, everyone loves that. Everyone finds that very charming because of Michael Cera.
I don't know. You know what? Well, that may be in the movie. But in fact, let me just say, people still don't like awkward people. I'm from experience. But this is what I would say to people, only to kind of get the ball rolling. I'd be like, here we are, 10 years later. 10 years later. It was like extremely...
This is
retarded.
This is how I picture that line being used. You'd go to one click group, uh-huh. and you'd just like bust into the conversation, be like, here we are, 10 years later. And then they're all like, yeah, yeah, sipping their rich ass drink, and then you just walk to the next circle and do the same thing.
Oh yeah, it went over huge.
Excellent.
If that was my line, I would use that line like everywhere. I would get on the mic and say that.
Yeah. Well, I did. I was like knocking him back, you know, because it was majorly awkward at times. But mostly, you know, I chatted with people who I kind of knew.
And you kind of knew?
Yeah, you know, the people who were like my BFF in high school, they're kind of like don't live in the area anymore.
Have they changed? They changed, and
you've
you're like, man,
changed.
You changed. I don't want to hang out with you anymore.
Some people just seemed a lot happier, actually. Like, everyone seemed like real happy. I don't know if it was like the booze or like just the fact that we're older, but people that were like formerly kind of miserable or just like kind of surly.
Well, we did sort of grow up in the depression era, didn't we? Of music, everyone's all like,
Cobain.
I'm depressed.
Well, no, because like Kurt Cobain was like kind
wrist
of
cutting.
Yeah, wrist cutting was a thing.
It was a thing. Hey,
like,
did you cut your wrist yesterday? Did you cut your wrist? That's like how they're like, no, I didn't get a chance to.
But
I'll do
when
it tomorrow.
We were going out like Limp Bizkit at the end when we were going out of high school. Limp Bizkit was kind of like the big deal.
Yeah,
I remember Limp Bizkit. There it goes.
They're
and
back.
Then like pe- and then
Nadia,
people were
back.
Like kind of into yes. Creed a little bit.
No one was into Creed.
Some people were.
Nadia, were you into Creed?
I was never into Creed.
I mean, it's okay to say that you were.
We're
not going to tell anyone.
I wasn't really into Limp Bizkit or Creed. I liked Lit and Good Charlotte.
What? Good Charlotte in 1999?
Yeah. 2000.
No.
That's when I saw them.
Yeah, but you weren't like, Good Charlotte! Blah.
Well, that's when I saw them.
That's when it began. Lit. Lit.
My high school band was Lit. That was my personal high school band. But then, you know, I think a lot of people were in the Limp Bizkit. And then also a lot of people were in the JTT.
Who?
JTT.
Jonathan Taylor Thomas.
Man.
Oh, yeah, he was a hunk of our era.
But I want to know why.
I don't know why. I admit, like, I watched Home Improvement, but I never really was like, oh, JTT. Like, I just kind of watched the show.
When I watched Home Improvement and I saw all these girls in my grade, they're all like, oh my God, those kids are so hot. I did not understand that at all. They all had, like, their big hair.
I think it's more of like a hair. Here's another point I want to bring across. It's more like the hair thing. Like, for example,
like the Bieber thing?
Exactly. I was just going to bring up Justin Bieber. Like, Nadia, did you partake in Black Friday the other few days ago?
No.
Okay.
No, I hate shopping.
Joe and I went out for the spectacle.
Uh-huh.
And we were at Best Buy, and the kid in front of us at Best Buy, swear to God, had Justin Bieber hair. And I was
really?
Like whispering. I was like, that kid.
No.
That kid has Justin Bieber hair.
Carolyn, you do not whisper.
You were like, hey.
You're like, Joe, that kid got Bieber hair. But you like still cover your mouth like you're trying to whisper.
I bet that guy's got Bieber hair.
I bet
probably his mom in front of us totally heard that.
It's like, you're getting a haircut, son.
Well, anyway, he like totally had the Bieber hair. And like, I was wondering, you know,
how, describe this Bieber hair. It's like a helmet, right?
Well, everyone knows about the Bieber hair. Do I really have to describe it? If you don't know about Bieber hair, then you're out of it.
But what I enjoy about it,
what
I enjoy the most is trying to describe it. It's like,
okay, basically it looks like, you know, the Asian kid's hair has like a helmet.
I gotta say,
the rice bowl look.
It looks like the freaking Donald Trump haircut, but for younger kids. That's what it looks like to me.
It actually kind of does, but it's like, I don't know where it starts or ends. Like, it's like, where's your scalp? Like, you know, like it's kind of going across.
That's true.
Basically, it's like, okay, so imagine like the Asian bowl cut, but then like the
Asian
bangs,
bowl cut.
But then like the bangs go across the forehead, like a side swipe, but it looks odd. Like it looks like
odd.
It looks like a mat or something, or like a mop.
You know what it looks like?
But it's all combed.
You know those
like fluffy.
I guess it's a Japanese painter, you know, that does like the waves, like those blue
waves. Hakusaki?
Yeah, it looks like that. That's what it looks like to me, man. You look at the details in the hair, that's what it looks like to me.
Well, okay, so the Bieber hair, you know, goes over like half of the face like that. And it's basically like a helmet.
So is Bieber the modern day, not Justin Timberlake, but the
modern day JTT?
What was his name?
Justin Taylor Thomas.
Jonathan Taylor. And that's his whole name.
JTT.
Yeah.
Like, it's not like his first name isn't Jonathan Taylor. Like, you don't just say, like, hey, Jonathan Taylor.
His name is Jonathan Taylor Thomas.
Who else was like the Bieber of back in the day?
I wouldn't say that.
1999, 98. Is that the year? 99.
I think JTT was more of like when we were like in eighth or ninth grade or something.
I remember that people always used to, Sean from, what's his name, from Boy Meets World. That
Sean
guy.
Sean from Boy Meets
what's his
World.
What's his real name?
Sean Hunter.
Oh, I totally had a crush on that guy. I liked him a lot.
He referenced his real name is Sean Hunter.
Sean Hunter.
his name
his actor
is
name.
Something of like a forest or something, right? What is his name?
A forest.
What is his name? Oh, Hunter. That's why I'm getting that mixed up with forest.
I don't understand that at all.
Hunter, like forest. You know, like, I know his real name, it's not coming out right now.
He's like that other guy's, like, little brother, or whatever, the guy who was on Wonder Years.
No, that's a different dude. That's, Corey Matthews.
Corey Matthews.
He was the one with, like, the Jew hair.
No, but they're relatives, like,
they're
that's
relatives?
Like his little brother, yeah.
Oh, yeah, not Sean Hunter, though.
Sean, like his troublemaker friend.
His friend that lived in the trailer park.
Oh, his friend who was kind of tall and, like... He was really attractive.
And he got like,
I like him way better than JTT. I like him way better than JTT. What's his real name again, though?
I don't know, just JTT.
Just call him JTT. That's insulting.
Remember on Nadia, do you ever watch the TV show or the TV channel G4?
I do sometimes watch G4 Tech TV.
Yeah, they have like Attack of the Show.
Yeah.
They were having Eli Roth, who made Cabin Fever, I think. Mm-hmm. And and
AKA Sean Hunter, the bear Jew.
But they kept on, what's his name?
Sean Hunter
was in that movie.
What?
But they forgot his name, so they kept on calling him Boy Meets World. Like, Boy Meets World gets beaten up.
I can't remember his real name now, and I totally know it.
But see, like, I look at him, I don't understand, like, from a straight perspective, and I guess professional's perspective, I understand, like, yeah, like, in the show, he's pretty cool. You know what I mean? I'm like, wow, he gets all the girls, because that's how it's written.
But you know what? I also like Eric Matthews on that show.
I guess Eric...
Will Freddle.
He was cool. I think Topanga...
I could never decide between Sean or Eric.
I'm confused. Eric is like the kind of funny guy, right?
Yeah.
I liked him. That's the guy I like.
Yeah.
I don't know if I like the first guy.
Eric Matthews is cool because he's also
Eric
Batman.
Eric Matthews is awesome.
Heck yeah, Eric Matthews. Because he'd be like, Fina.
He carried that show.
He really did. I mean, he was sort of like a side character, but like he really brought a lot of like oomph to the show.
Yeah. And then they had the daughter that you never see.
Yeah, like the
Morgan.
Whatever. Like the
Her name was Morgan.
Girl.
See, now I remember all their character names.
Except Sean Hunter's real name.
God, what is it? It's killing me.
Do you guys remember Topanga on that show?
Yes.
Like, she has, like, some weird show on, like, like a ladies network now or something.
Really?
Yeah, like she's
on like women's entertainment.
It's one of those. It's almost like trying to be
Lifetime.
Like a.
What's her real name?
Trying to be like
Danielle
soup,
Fishel.
Danielle
soup
Fishel
for women or something. You know, like that show, The Soup.
Because
you, like,
she was doing the soup.
Clips.
She was doing Talk Soup for a few.
Oh, really?
So I guess it just she transitioned over into that.
But she's really not funny. Like, she's really, it kind of makes me sad because, you know, like
it makes you sad.
You're just like, go back to being Topanga.
No, well,
she'll always be Topanga.
I mean, it makes me sad because, you know, a lot of people are of the opinion that women are not as funny, aren't capable of being as funny as men. And I feel like she's kind of like living proof or something, you know. I just feel like she's making us look bad, you know what I mean?
But then we just saw,
which is not true. I don't believe that girls are less funny than guys.
Oh,
it's ridiculous to think so.
Just saw stand up from what's her name? Whitney Cummings is pretty good.
I love her. Yeah. She's amazing.
I was just exposed to her the other day. Like,
yeah.
I never really heard of her or anything, and like her jokes were amazing. She's funny.
Yeah, she's great. Yeah. I mean, I think she's awesome.
It's
how,
like
so many
she was girls. She was saying so many things that like I've thought of before, and I'm like, oh my god, I wish I said that before. Her, you know, it's just that she said them first, so she gets the credit, obviously.
You were like, I had that thought like 4 years ago.
Exactly. She's awesome.
That's the key to comedy, especially from like the female perspective. But yeah, like, who would you say is like the top like female comedians?
I guess it would not be Topanga. Not Topanga. I mean, she's pitiful. Pitiful.
I'd
you know,
have to
watch
see,
the show.
I need to see it to evaluate, but I trust
it
your opinion.
Bad. I mean, it's not like she's, you know, like she's trying to be kind of like jokey and stuff. I just feel like she hasn't really like worked in comedy before and stuff, so it just seems kind of like she's not doing it right, you know what I mean? It's
she's,
like not coming off as funny.
She's just a haircut. That's what it really comes down to.
Oh no.
Again, with the Bieber haircut, like it seems to me like a lot of, especially for young teenage type heartthrobs, it seems to me like the haircut means so much.
Oh yeah, they
it's
have
like
to
everything.
Have beautiful hair.
Elvis
like, yeah,
and met to Elvis.
Absolutely.
Elvis.
Oh,
was
see
a
Elvis. I'm totally down with Elvis.
Elvis is a hottie.
I think it
Heck
come,
yeah, he
I think
is.
It really comes down
He's
to haircut
beautiful.
Actually. It starts with the haircut, then goes down.
Hair is extremely important, especially when you're like a little kid or something, because you know every little kid has terrible hair. You know,
except for Bieber,
know
apparently.
They don't know what they're doing with their hair. So like you see some like moderately cute little kid with like amazing hair, it's like mind blowing. You know, you're like, what?
And,
I didn't know you could look that good. It was impossible.
And you know for a fact they didn't really get a haircut. It was just like that's how they're naturally like created.
Yeah, it's like Justin Bieber just kind of got out of bed one day and it was all like slanted and they were like, that's the look.
There it is, man.
There it is.
Millions of dollars right there.
Oh, but just to answer your question before about like funny ladies. I mean, there's so many, but just to name a few, there's like Jen Kirkman is amazing, Morgan Murphy. These are kind of ladies working in the sort of like indie environment or whatever, but I consider that to be like, you know, really the cutting edge, like the real like funny stuff.
Did you
like,
ever
coming out of the indie community. You know?
Did you ever think about being a comedian? Like, was there ever one moment you're like, I think I can do stand-up?
I'm extremely shy, and also I have a thin skin. You have to, like, be up there. You gotta be, like, a warrior, you know what I mean? You're up there, like, saying your jokes, putting yourself out on the line. People are like, you know, oh, women can't be funny, blah. I'm, like, drunk. I'm gonna yell at you. And then, you know, it's, like, it's crazy. I can't be doing that every day. I'm not tough enough, but... I mean, I am intrigued by it. I'm a huge comedy nerd. I love it. I think it's great. I'm very supportive.
But I definitely think
people.
That you should try it like once just to see, just to have, you know, you have 5 minutes, there's an open mic somewhere and just use what you got and make that into a persona and just, you know.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure, you know, I think everyone's capable of doing a, you know, whatever, working on a couple minutes, you know, here and there.
Yeah.
I'm sure like we here could all, you know, get something together, but yeah, maybe sometime I'll try it or something.
Cause like,
I don't know.
You ever watch the movie Funny People?
I haven't, but I've meant to. That's definitely on my mental cue.
If you watch that and watch the behind the scenes on that too, you'll totally be inspired and think like, all right, because it, you know, it's more or less, you spoke about being like, you got to have a tough skin up there and you know, that stuff. And like, but if you think about it, it's pretty much, it's the art form and you'll understand crowds like as part of the art form and what works. And I think that's what gets addicting is like, you'll want to keep on getting better at telling jokes and knowing what your persona is that tells jokes.
I think like also, you know, once you break that shell, like, obviously, when I think being a stand-up comedian is probably one of the hardest jobs ever. Yeah. Like, it's like trying to make 500 plus people out in the audience, like, laugh.
And you know what they always say is, like, you're only as good as your, like, last joke, basically. Oh, yeah. You know, it's like, people can kind of, like, take you or leave you, you know? It takes, like, so much work to, like, be even kind of, like, moderately famous. Like, years of work.
Yeah.
Like, you know, for poverty wages, you know? It's kind of... It's rough. It's a rough road.
Yeah, and you're at like, nightclubs every day. Like, a lot of people don't realize, like, they'll look at, like, Adam Sandler or whatever. And, like, obviously he worked his ass off to get where he is. But, like, I'm just saying, like, they'll be like, oh, cool, he's a comedian. You know, like, they think it's just, like, pops, like, nothing. Like, yeah, oh, he's, like, a comedian now.
Oh, like, he's funny. Like, yeah. Of course he should be a comedian.
Yeah. Really. But it's like, he busts his ass, and him and everyone else, I'm just using his name as an example, like, bust their ass, like, every night at, like, comedy clubs, like, growing up, you know, when they're in their early 20s, you know, and, like,
you know,
even
refining the craft,
30s.
You know?
And it's, like, every night performing like that, like, in front of drunk people and stuff, and it's, like, I mean, look at that environment that they're dealing with, too, you know, or, like, even, like, once they get big, like, starting to do, like, a little bit of touring, it's, like, it's not as, like, glamorous necessarily as, like, people think, you know? Oh, yeah.
But, you know, what's also cool about that is, like, unlike a lot of, like, art forms, like, say, for drawing or for making a film or doing anything, in which, you know, you're just by yourself at a table, when you do comedy, you get instant feedback.
That's true. It's true.
Absolute instant.
Like,
you know,
it or not.
You know if you're good or bad in, like, you know, as soon as you deliver it. So that part's always, like, interesting and cool. And that's what I always liked about it. I mean, I don't know if you ever did theater or ever performed, but that's part of the rush, too, is getting that feedback.
And once you break that chill, like, I guess, like, you know, I don't know how many times it takes, but yeah, you do have to have, like, the thick skin, but once you, like, go up there, like, enough times, like, maybe, you know, if you break that chill, you know, there might be something there to it. I always wanted to, like...
We're not really pushing you. You don't have to.
I'm like, you gotta do it.
You gotta do this now. We see lots of potential in your presence. We think you should go ahead and do stand-up. I have a ticket right now.
Okay. About to do it.
Like, also, in high school, I used to watch Saturday Night Live a lot. I used to be, like, this huge Chris Kattan fan.
Oh, I love Chris Kattan.
Yeah.
Always.
He's like, awesome.
Yeah.
And, like, I would totally be so into it. And, like, I don't know. I mean, I've always been an artist and stuff like that. And... But, like, I never really thought about seriously doing comedy. Mm-hmm. But in my head, I had, like, this small fantasy of, like, I should audition for Lorne Michaels one day. And, like, you know, totally go up to New York and, like, perform and, like, do this stuff and, like, be on SNL. And, like, I never really pursued that, like, to the full extent. But but I did have that, like, fantasy in my head of, like, at least auditioning for SNL.
In high school,
amazing.
Like in high school, I really did like study comedians. Mm-hmm. And there's actually a lot that you can learn from just like sort of the craft of comedy and how to set up a joke. You can put that into like just communicating with people, even if you're writing a story, because that's all telling a joke really is. You know, the setup, you know, the breakdown. You know, it's the best way to tell a joke is through a story. Uh-huh. And to do that, you'd have to be able to tell a story and to communicate it like freely.
Sure.
Like learning that craft itself would make a person better, I think, anyway.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's really good because it kind of like teaches you to get people's attention right away.
Yeah.
And, you know, get to your point, like, and stuff, and be amusing about it. And everyone does love to laugh. So,
but it's also like the hardest thing ever, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, it can be.
So then how did Michael Cera actually get his start? Because I don't know about like the history of him, and I've never seen that show. What was that show that was first?
Arrested Development.
Yeah, I've never seen Arrested Development, and like I just don't know if he's such an awkward dude. And like I've seen most of his movies, but like if he's all like, oh hey, I'm so awkward, you know, like how does he even get like noticed? You know, like unless that, you know, obviously that's his persona, but like I just don't know how he like, do you know about his like backstory, like how he got noticed?
Yeah, I actually just because I was thinking about him the other day and I
you googled him?
I wikied him and because I was like, what, he's only 22? That was the first that like made me want to kill myself or something. He's like so damn young. And like apparently, well, he's Canadian, you know.
Okay.
And I think that one
I love
day
Canada.
He me too I love Canada very much. But I think he just kind of decided as like as a teenager or whatever that he like wanted to be an actor, and he started to take like improv classes and stuff, and he got like some some commercial gigs or whatever. Like, he was in a couple commercials. And then from then, he was, like, in some, like, Canadian sitcom or something. Like, some kind of, like, kids show or something. And then it just kind of,
like, California
took
Dreams.
Off. Just took off. Oh, my California God. Dreams. California Dreams. Whoa. I used to watch that show. That was really a weird show.
I don't remember any of the characters. I just remember they had a band. No, you always they'd always hang out and have
like,
fun.
It's a disposable show.
It was easy. Was, like, there's one of every race, silly. Right? There's one
yeah,
of every race
it was
in that
like
show.
A
Power Rangers
everyone.
Without the. Yes, Power Rangers without
then
the powers.
Then they have like a band and they were just like, we're so cool, we're hanging out.
Yeah.
We have a band. That's all I remember
oh,
about it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, oh my God. I'm like, the song is coming back to me. It's like, don't wake me up. Don't yeah. wake me up if I'm dreaming.
I remember that song. I remember that song. That's a good song. I remember that's back in the day when we used to buy those songs on tapes.
Cassette tape.
I don't even think they make shows like that anymore.
No.
I guess they sort of, at least not like in the big national groups. Now everyone that's a star of a show is like Hispanic or something like that.
Or like Wizards of Waverly Place or something like that. I've never seen it. It's on Disney Channel.
Well, there's a...
isn't there something like Wizards of Waverly Place?
Yeah.
And there's another one like iCarly. Something. I don't know what the kids shows are. I never watch them.
You guys should check out Teen Nick, because there's some shows on there.
Teen Nick. Is that what happened with like Nickelodeon just for the teens?
What about Snick?
Snick. Was that like little kids? Nickelodeon, what was that?
That's Nick Jr.
Nick Jr., right.
So that's crazy how all the channels are expanding.
Is Snick just the Friday evening?
No, that was the Saturday night stuff where that Are You Afraid of the Dark and Carissa Explains It All. And the other, and they had Secret World of Alex Mack, who's awesome, by the way.
Oh my God, how many like hours of TV have we watched like between the three of us?
We're the
millions,
TV generation.
Millions. A little bit.
I was like a TGIF fan.
Oh, me too. I was always like, would never miss TGIF.
Heck yeah.
I don't even know when TGIF actually ended. It's weird. They just sort of faded away.
Well, I think it ended when Urkel jumped the shark with the Stephen Urkel or whatever.
No, that was Stefan. Stefan.
Yeah, Stefan Urkel.
But
whatever.
they still had like the
total jump shark.
They had Sabrina was still on there, and then they had Sabrina Teenage Witch, and then they had Clueless, the TV show. And then
I
they
really watched the Clueless.
Yeah, I never really. Watched
I think that's
yeah,
when
no,
I kind
no
of
one
stopped
did.
Watching.
No
it.
One did. Then they moved it to UPN. And then UPN disappeared.
Oh, yeah.
You have a more knowledgeable base of TV.
I watched that. I freaking
you even
love
know
Clueless.
The networks.
I know. You
Clueless.
Know, like, all the backroom deals and stuff.
Yeah, I remember, like, the Warner Brothers channel, WB channel, back when they had the Lawrence Brothers, where they had all three Lawrence Brothers on there, and the
God.
Wayans Brothers.
Joey Lawrence was another one.
I used to watch that show.
Of the
Blossom?
Oh yeah, of like all the like the guys.
Yeah, he was like a hottie.
Yeah,
or
he
whatever.
Was one of the hot. He was one of the Teen Beat guys.
Wait, what show are you talking about?
We're naming earlier
oh,
hot
naming
guys,
guys.
Yeah.
Like JTT. I didn't really personally. I was actually offended by JTT whenever I saw him in like somebody's locker. You know,
yeah.
They'd have like the Teen Beat with JTT. I would always be like, ugh.
Dude, that's what I miss about high
no.
school. I miss
I
that about high school, putting people's photos and stuff on the decorating the locker. I missed that.
I remember I like used to because
I sort of decorate everything.
Do you remember Marina? I used to share my locker with her, and she's like this black girl, and she put up a picture of like Tyrese, the model, and it was
and
like
he's him. All standing there looking hard and
it
shit.
It was like him looking all hard with like out a shirt, and he was like on the beach or something,
all shiny, looking
and,
like plastic.
I personally like am not really into him at all, but it was like hilarious because I would be using the locker, and it was like our main picture up on the locker, just like this
awesome.
Black guy all shiny and
with
stuff.
Like big lips or not. That's bad. But you know how his lips are like different.
They're
actually like
white. Black?
They're actually no, but like Tyrese's lips are like white people lips, but like puffy. He pouts them.
Oh,
I don't even remember what this guy looked like.
But usually black people have bigger lips.
Tyrese is in the Transformers movies now, I think. Or is that Tyson? I don't know.
Is it Tyson Beckford?
Because wasn't Tyrese like a music guy?
I don't know. Maybe it was Tyson.
I really have no
clue. Like,
it was either one of them that was in my locker. I can't remember. It was one
I
of the two.
Tyson Beckford was like the first male like supermodel.
Yeah, maybe it was him.
Tyson Beckford.
I find it amusing that we can't decide which black dude it is.
Well, I don't know. They both are the same to me.
Oh my God.
Like, truthfully.
It happens, though. It happens.
Truthfully, I can't determine determine which one. It was one of the two. Anyway, but he was on my locker, and I just always thought that that was funny. Because, like, you know, I mean, people could assume whatever they wanted.
Because you can define
just,
a person.
It's pretty funny, like, but he's totally not my type at all.
That's how you define a person's personality in high school, is like, look at the inside of their locker.
Yeah, what do you guys feel about that? Like, somebody looking at your Facebook and deciding who you are based on your, like, interests? Is that valid? Is that a valid way of evaluating anyone?
Well, for me and my Facebook, everything there is just promotion. So it's basically everything I want people to think. I'm okay with that.
Well, I guess maybe not you, but in general, you know.
I control my press to a degree.
Yeah, okay. But you've got it under control, but, you know.
That's how the internet is.
Someone like me, you know. I just like put my little bands. It's just a collection of stuff I like.
Oh, like you put bands in there?
Just everything, you know. Just like, it's actually just kind of a way for me to remember about stuff and like keep updated. You know, it's like if I see a band and I like them, I'm like, oh well, I'll like them on Facebook and then get their updates. And
this is what happened for me. Like, I stopped looking at other people's like likes and their bands and stuff like that. So I just sort of disregarded that on my own page. Like, once I stop looking at something, I take it away from my own page. So, did you have a good time on the show? This is pretty much the end.
This is
the very end. We always end every show with My Chemical Romance's Blood song.
Okay.
Which is still my very favorite song.
it's your ringtone.
Yeah. So, yeah. So, definitely everyone out there, thank you for tuning in. Check out astrayproductions.com, curls-studio.com. My name is Joe.
And I'm Carolyn, and we're joined with Nadia. Thank you, Nadia.
You're welcome.
I hope you had a good time. I'll catch you later, Carolyn.
Bye, Joe. Blood, gallons of the stuff I gave you, all that you can drink, and it has never been enough. I gave you blood, blood.